HarperCollins presents The Sicilian Inheritance by Joe Piazza, read by Carlotta Brenton and Rachel F. Hirsch.
For my dad, John Piazza, who started all of this with his curiosity about our family history. And to my daughters, Beatrix and Eliza, who inspired me to finish it. All of Sicily is a dimension of the imagination. Leonardo Sciascia. In Sicily, women are more dangerous than shotguns. Mario Puzo and Francis Ford Coppola. Prologue, 2016. The room was freezing. No windows. One rickety table. Two metal chairs.
Lo ucciso?
The detective asked with an uncompromising glare. I was lost in a fog as I blinked up at the kind-eyed older woman they'd assigned to help translate for me, even though I didn't need her. I understood exactly what he'd asked. Did you kill him? My whole body ached. At least one, maybe more, of my ribs was broken, and the pain in my abdomen throbbed, hot and sharp. Fat, salty tears rolled down my cheeks. Not for him, the man up on the mountain. The one whose blood was dried on my skin and my clothes. I couldn't cry for him at all. These tears were for me. For what I was about to lose. Would I ever see my family again? My daughter? Why had I thought coming here would solve any of my problems? The questions were merely my brain trying to escape reality because I knew exactly what happened up there. And so I nodded. 1. Sarah. 2 weeks earlier. I often tried to pinpoint the exact moment when the life I'd worked so hard for began to fall apart. Because there's always a beginning. A place where you've screwed up so badly there's no putting it back together. It's what happens when you slice through the wrong tendon in a flank of meat. I ran a restaurant for years, but I started as a butcher, so I still think in terms of joints and muscles, the connective tissue of life. Cut the right one, and you end up with a perfect steak. Cut the wrong one, and the whole system breaks down. The meat falls apart in the places where you want it to stay close to the bone. Once you make that single wrong cut, it's nearly impossible to keep everything else intact. When did I make the wrong cut? I thought about it, obsessed over it, really, as I closed up my restaurant, probably for the very last time. I was so deep inside my memories that I didn't hear the knock on the door. The sound didn't register until it became an unrelenting pounding.
Mommy, let me in. I need to come in there right now.
Few things are more persistent than a 4-year-old faced with a physical obstacle. Sophie's dad brought her over early. Jack was always early these days, probably because he was trying to catch me doing something he disapproved of. My body lurched toward my little girl's voice. I flung open the door, and the two of us hurled ourselves at one another with a feverish intensity. Colliding in a smush of skin and lips, and complete and total adoration. I never realized how much I would miss this little creature until I could no longer see her whenever I wanted. Until my custody of her hung in the balance.
Who's my best girl?
I asked her.
Me! Who's my best mama?
Me?
You!
The part that both killed me and kept me getting out of bed every morning was that she meant it. This gorgeous, brilliant child of mine truly thought I was the best, despite all recent evidence to the contrary. Jack, my almost ex-husband, was certain I was no longer the best at anything. I could feel his bitterness as he stood behind Sophie and took in the nearly empty restaurant. The tables, chairs, and furniture I had painstakingly selected only 5 years earlier had been sold to a new place opening down on Pashunk Avenue. Various kitchen equipment was pushed against the walls, ready to be hauled off to the highest bidder. All that remained was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?